Good morning. It's a Monday Music Marathon here on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Last night was the series finale for Game of Thrones. 8 seasons. A lot of people saying, what the heck was that?
You think more people are disappointed than happy with it?
Yeah, yeah, and I want to say spoiler alert in case we do say something, or in case a caller does say something for Game of Thrones in particular, because I know some people are like, I'm gonna watch it today. Okay, so try not to give it away too much, Liv the Web Girl, because I know you weren't too happy, were you?
I was a little disappointed. Okay, so when the credits came on, when it officially ended, I felt a little unsatisfied. Just a little bit. Now, I was happy with who ended up on the throne after there was some, like, describing of why that was the person who ended up on the throne. But it just, like, it was almost like the resolution took too long. So, like, the main thing that I wanted to happen within the first 15 minutes of the show or 20 minutes of the show. It's an hour and 20-minute long episode. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, that happened so quickly that it's like, after that happened, it was just kind of like, okay, there's got to be something else big that's going to happen, and nothing ever did.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Game of Thrones ends last night. Which TV show ending made you the most emotional? And that could be any range of emotions, from sad to crying to angry to disappointed. 833-JOE-ALEX. Now, Alex, did you have anything? Because you never watched Game of Thrones. You weren't a fan. But is there a show that had a finale you're like a little emotional about?
The best finale to a TV show is The Office ending. The last few seasons kind of sucked, but they really, really did a good job pulling it together in the season finale. I feel like most Office fans were happy with that last episode ever. I mean, I was bawling, but happy tears watching that. And then the most disappointing series ending for me with the finale was Dexter. I was devastated. I just sucked. It felt like they gave up. And so that was the worst one for me.
I actually saw that. So Twitter has been going up in a rampage, like saying that it was like the worst series finale of any show ever.
Dexter?
And then, no, Game of Thrones. And then one person said, I thought it was worse, but then I remember Dexter as a lumberjack.
Yeah. I thought Dexter, I didn't like the Dexter ending. And also, it was very controversial at the time. I feel like it was just as big a few years ago, just as big as Game of Thrones was Lost. And
I never watched that, but I heard people complain about that.
It is amazing. It's one of the best TV shows of all time. And I absolutely love Lost. But the ending of Lost also, to me, was a big slap in the face. I was just like pissed off about that. So I would say between Dexter and Lost, those were the worst for me.
Did you guys ever watch The Sopranos? Because a lot of people were unhappy with that ending.
See, so my boyfriend Joel Daddy is a giant Sopranos fan, mm-hmm. and he was happy with it because it was open-ended, and he liked the open-endedness of it.
I hate open-ended.
I don't. Tell me what happened now. 833-JOE-ALEX.
I will say, my favorite series finale of all time was Scrubs. Scrubs had, I think, one of the best series finales of any television show.
I watched a few episodes of that show in high school here and there, but I didn't get into it enough to like watch it consecutively.
Scrubs.
Eric says on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, the ending for How I Met Your Mother was terrible. I wasn't a How I Met Your Mother fan, so I don't know.
Let's go to Kathy this morning. Hey, Kathy, yeah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Once again, if it's a Game of Thrones related thing, please don't spoil it if somebody hasn't watched it yet. But what is it for you, an emotional finale of a TV show?
Okay, it's not my fault if you didn't watch it, because I watched it when it was on. But it just, I don't understand. Did Jon Snow, you know, there's just, did he go off with the wildlings and, like, go somewhere else? Or, like, I don't understand what happened. Did Aya, you know, find a world? Did she ever find love? You know, there's just so many, like, what happened, you know? I mean, you know who's dead, you know who's alive, but you just don't know what happened. And that's very, and it's like being a part of a family. You know all of their lives, you know all of their stories, you know, and you just want to know what happened to them. And it's really sad. But then Big Bang Theory also had its season finale.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
You watched The Big Bang Theory, Joe?
Yeah, it's a great show. Have you ever watched it? It's funny.
No, I don't.
Say something about Samantha. I think they all got kind of what was supposed to happen. Obviously, John didn't get what was supposed to happen, but I think where he ended up, he was happy because that's kind of where he started out and where he wanted to be and kind of where he first thrived. Also, Sansa, she got what she has wanted from the very, very beginning. You know, she got what she wanted and she was happy at the end. And the same with Arya. I liked that part.
It was interesting to say the least. Hey, thank you for the call. I was disappointed overall with the last season. Hardly any nudity like earlier seasons.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bud.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Liv?
Pornhub for that.
Okay, Sydney, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was the TV show, the finale that made you emotional?
The most emotional that I got was mostly anger from the ending of Lost. There was literally so much that was not explained, like the polar bear that was in the rainforest. Like, I just don't understand.
The polar bear in the rainforest.
Well, hello, Sydney. Global warming. What other evidence do you need?
Yeah, I guess so. That was definitely it.
Malcolm
tweeted us, and he agrees with me. The series finale of Dexter was a letdown.
Yeah, someone said The Office made them super emotional. Oh, and the series finale of Parks and Rec.
Oh.
That was an emotional episode.
These are all shows that I've watched like one or two episodes like I've never gotten into. I've never gotten into Lost. Lost blows my mind because it's a fat guy. How does this guy stay fat the whole time?
Oh, yeah. That guy? See? The curly haired guy?
He never loses weight. You know it's the island. It's crazy. It's mysterious.
Woo. You know what made me emotional? It's the ending of season, I think it was either 5 or 6 of The Walking Dead. Oh my gosh. Did anyone see that?
I honestly gave up on The Walking Dead. I was a huge fan, but that show's let me down.
Season 5 or 6? That was like when it was good.
I don't even remember anymore.
With Lucille.
Oh, the bat?
To the
guy's head?
Yeah.
Or the girl's head?
Oh, my gosh. What an ending.
All right. Hey, let us know. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I feel like Liv's kind of poo-pooing it all right now.
No, I just can't handle Walking Dead. I think it's like the stupidest show on television ever.
It's not my jam either.
It is a great show.
It is so silly and
I loved
so
it up to season 7.
You know, it's funny though. You and Alex like poo-poo it when there is a zombie apocalypse because it's written in the Bible, I think. You guys are going down so quick. Porkchop and I will survive for at least 2 days.